As we just heard, former NSA contractor Edward Snowden is living in Russia as a guest. Snowden's leaks about American surveillance programs have embarrassed the U.S. government, to say the least. But Washington isn't alone in keeping tabs on its citizens. Reporter Charles Maines takes a look now at Russia's culture of surveillance.
Russians didn't invent spying, but Americans of a certain age could be forgiven for thinking the Russians were innovators.
As you can see, the interior of this room offers many opportunities for the use of surreptitious listening devices.
At the height of the Cold War, the U.S. government warned of Soviet spies blending into small-town America, listening in on our lives and our secrets with an array of cutting-edge spyware.
A few years ago, the only devices available to us were tiny microphones, which could be installed behind the walls or under the floors.
Now, of course, there are lots of ways of listening in, and it's the U.S. that's seen as the innovator.
This is about a trend in the relationship between the governing and the governed in America.
In this October video from Moscow, posted by WikiLeaks, Edward Snowden again took aim at the U.S. government for sweeping up emails and internet traffic in the name of fighting terrorism.
It's sort of dragnet mass surveillance that puts entire populations under sort of an eye that sees everything, even when it's not needed.
Очередная порция разоблачений по материалам Эдварда Сноудена.
Эдвард Сноуден будет сотрудничать с Генеральной прокуратурой Германии и парламентом.
Russian state media have had a field day covering Snowden's revelations, but left unsaid is that Russia's secret services conduct similar monitoring through their own program called SORM. It gives intelligence bodies remote access to all of Russia's telephones, text messages, emails, chats, and internet searches.
Its approach is different from the Western approach. It's much more intrusive and totalitarian in its nature.
Andrei Soldatov is an investigative journalist with Agenta.ru, an online publication that monitors Russia's intelligence services. According to Soldatov, SORM was traditionally limited to domestic communication. But the Snowden revelations are changing that. Now Russia's FSB, the successor to the Soviet KGB, is seeking backdoor access to Yahoo, Gmail, and other Western internet services as a prerequisite for doing business in Russia.
The FSB was always very keen to get access to Western-based email accounts and email services. Now Snowden's revelations made an excellent excuse for the Russian authorities to pressure to make them have the servers hosted on the Russian soil.
Such a move, government officials argue, would help Russia fight against domestic terrorist threats. But critics point to a pattern of abuse aimed at political enemies at home. Tanya Lokshina knows this better than most. She is deputy director for Human Rights Watch in Moscow. And she's been harassed and threatened by what she believes are Russian security services because of her work.
In Russia's human rights community, pretty much everyone believes that he's been under surveillance. When they talk on their cell phones, they are always conscious of the fact that they're probably being listened to by the special services. The big brother is watching you.
Russia's political opposition figures, like the anti-corruption crusader Alexei Navalny, are also regular targets. The government has launched a slew of criminal prosecutions against him, many say retaliation for his work exposing government malfeasance. And among the evidence prosecutors presented in court, recordings of Navalny's private phone conversations from several years earlier. The legality of that is questionable, but there's little public debate here over government intrusion. According to Andrei Soldatov, it's in part a legacy of Soviet times when spying was just the norm. But it's also because when it comes to the privacy versus security debate, there just isn't one.
The question of security is much more important than the question of privacy. The usual answer was, well, I have nothing to hide and I'm very concerned with my security or with the security of my children. And that's the price I'm ready to pay.
But that security argument cuts both ways. Russians are turning increasingly to surveillance technology to watch the state. For example, dash cams, those onboard video cameras that have turned Russian drivers into a YouTube sensation, are regularly used to fend off corrupt police in search of bribes. A reminder that the best defense may sometimes be to surveil yourself. For The World, I'm Charles Maines in Moscow.